Monday, November the 29th, 2010, 2 Kislev 5771. Day 2 before Shabbat, Parasha Miketz, happy end. Miketz continued, Genesis 42.
Joseph's brothers go to Egypt.
Now Jacob saw that there was grain in Egypt, and Jacob said to his sons, "Why do you look at one another?" He said, "Behold, I have heard that there is grain in Egypt. Go down there, and buy for us from there, so that we may live, and not die." Joseph's 10 brothers went down to buy grain from Egypt. But Jacob didn't send Benjamin, Joseph's brother, with his brothers, for he said, lest perhaps harm happen to him. The sons of Israel came to buy among those who came, for the famine was in the land of Canaan. Joseph was the governor over the land. It was he who sold to all the people of the land. Joseph's brothers came, and bowed themselves down to him with their faces to the earth. Joseph saw his brothers, and he recognized them, but acted like a stranger to them, and spoke roughly with them. He said to them, "Where did you come from?" They said, "From the land of Canaan to buy food." Joseph recognized his brothers, but they didn't recognize him. Joseph remembered the dreams which he dreamed about them, and said to them, "You are spies. You have come to see the nakedness of the land." They said to him, "No, my master, but your servants have come to buy food. We are all one man's sons, we are honest men. Your servants are not spies." He said to them, "No, but you have come to see the nakedness of the land." They said, "We, your servants, are 12 brothers, the sons of one man in the land of Canaan, and behold, the youngest is this day with our father, and one is no more." Joseph said to them, "It is like I told you, saying, you are spies. By this you shall be tested. By the life of Pharaoh, you shall not go out from here, unless your youngest brother comes here. Send one of you, and let him get your brother, and you shall be bound, that your words may be tested, whether there is truth in you, or else by the life of Pharaoh surely you are spies." He put them all together into custody for 3 days. Joseph said to them the third day, "Do this, and live, for I fear Elohim. If you are honest men, then let one of your brothers be bound in your prison, but you go, carry grain for the famine of your houses. Bring your youngest brother to me, so will your words be verified, and you won't die." They did so. They said one to another, "We are certainly guilty concerning our brother, in that we saw the distress of his soul, when he begged us, and we wouldn't listen. Therefore this distress has come upon us." Reuben answered them, saying, "Didn't I tell you, saying, don't sin against the child, and you wouldn't listen? Therefore also, behold, his blood is required." They didn't know that Joseph understood them, for there was an interpreter between them. He turned himself away from them, and wept. Then he returned to them, and spoke to them, and took Simeon from among them, and bound him before their eyes.
The brothers returned to Canaan.
Then Joseph gave a command to fill their bags with grain, and to restore each man's money into his sack, and to give them food for the way. So it was done to them. They loaded their donkeys with their grain, and departed from there. As one of them opened his sack to give his donkey food in the lodging place, he saw his money. Behold, it was in the mouth of his sack. He said to his brothers, "My money is restored. Behold, it is in my sack." Their hearts failed them, and they turned trembling one to another, saying, "What is this that Elohim has done to us?" They came to Jacob their father, to the land of Canaan, and told him all that had happened to them, saying, "The man, the master of the land, spoke roughly with us, and took us for spies of the country. We said to him, 'We are honest men. We are no spies. We are 12 brothers, sons of our father, one is no more, and the youngest is this day with our father in the land of Canaan.' The man, the master of the land, said to us, 'By this I will know that you are honest men, leave one of your brothers with me, and take grain for the famine of your houses, and go your way. Bring your youngest brother to me. Then I will know that you are not spies, but that you are honest men. So I will deliver your brother to you, and you shall trade in the land.' It happened as they emptied their sacks, that behold, each man's bundle of money was in his sack. When they and their father saw their bundles of money, they were afraid. Jacob, their father, said to them, 'You have bereaved me of my children. Joseph is no more, Simeon is no more, and you want to take Benjamin away. All these things are against me. Reuben spoke to his father, saying, kill my two sons, if I don't bring them to you. Entrust him to my care, and I will bring him to you again. He said, my son shall not go down with you, for his brother is dead, and he only is left. If harm happens to him along the way in which you go, then you will bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to Sheol. John 14.
The way, the truth, and the life.
Don't let your heart be troubled. Believe in Elohim. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many homes. If it weren't so, I would have told you. I am going to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and will receive you to myself, that where I am, you may be there also. Where I go, you know, and you know the way. Thomas said to him, Adonai, we don't know where you are going. How can we know the way? Yeshua said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father, except from me.
The Father revealed.
If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you know him, and have seen him. Philip said to him, Adonai, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Yeshua said to him, have I been with you such a long time, and do you not know me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. How do you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I tell you, I speak not from myself, but the Father who lives in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake.
The answered prayer.
Most certainly I tell you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and he will do greater works than these, because I am going to my Father. Whatever you will ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you will ask anything in my name, I will do it.
Yeshua promises another helper.
If you love me, keep my commandments. I will pray to the Father, and he will give you another counselor, that he may be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth, whom the world can't receive, for it doesn't see him, neither knows him. You know him, for he lives with you, and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you.
Indwelling of the Father and the Son.
Yet a little while, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you will live also. In that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. One who has my commandments, and keeps them, that person is one who loves me. One who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him, and will reveal myself to him. Judah, not Iscariot, said to him, Adonai, what has happened that you were about to reveal yourself to us, and not to the world? Yeshua answered him, if a man loves me, he will keep my word. My Father will love him, and we will come to him, and make our home with him. He who doesn't love me doesn't keep my words. The word which you hear isn't mine, but the Father's who sent me.
The gift of his peace.
I have said these things to you, while still living with you. But the Counselor, the set-apart Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things, and will remind you of all that I said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives, give I to you. Don't let your heart be troubled, neither let it be fearful. You heard how I told you, I go away, and I come to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced, because I said I am going to my Father, for the Father is greater than I. Now I have told you before it happens, so that, when it happens, you may believe. I will no more speak much with you, for the Prince of the world comes, and he has nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father commanded me, even so I do. Arise, let us go from here. John 15.
The true vine.
I am the true vine, and my Father is the farmer. Every branch in me that doesn't bear fruit, he takes away. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already pruned clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I in you. As the branch can't bear fruit by itself, unless it remains in the vine, so neither can you, unless you remain in me. I am the vine. you are the branches. He who remains in me, and I in him, the same bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. If a man doesn't remain in me, he is thrown out as a branch, and is withered, and they gather them, throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, you will ask whatever you desire, and it will be done for you. In this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so you will be my disciples.
Love and joy perfected.
Even as the Father has loved me, I also have loved you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and remain in his love. I have spoken these things to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be made full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, even as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends, if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant doesn't know what his master does. But I have called you friends, for everything that I heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You didn't choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you, that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you will ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. I command these things to you, that you may love one another.
The world's hatred.
If the world hates you, you know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, since I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do to you for my name's sake, because they don't know him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have had sin, but now they have no excuse for their sin. He who hates me, hates my Father also. If I hadn't done among them the works which no one else did, they wouldn't have had sin. But now have they seen and also hated both me and my Father. But this happened so that the word may be fulfilled which was written in their Torah, teaching and instruction, they hated me without a cause.
The coming rejection.
When the Counselor has come, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of Truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify about me. You will also testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. End of today's Torah and related scriptures. Praise YAH. HNVIT version, in the public domain.